Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
Hello.
And Joshua.
Hoi hoi.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is yell your name when you enter a room, or the Benny Hill song plays when you exit.
Yell my own name, or it's like Cheers style where everyone goes, Norm.
You yell your own name. Huh. Like you walk into a room and you go, Danielle! And then you would just sit down or do whatever you were going to do when you walked in.
Okay, and then the theme song, do I have to like play it off my phone when I leave, or it just plays automatically?
It just plays.
Seems like a very easy choice.
What really? If you enter and exit multiple rooms before the song's done playing?
Then it just restarts.
Okay.
So if you walked into the bathroom and then walked out, then in and around the bathroom, the Benny Hill theme would play. And then if you walked into your bedroom and then walked out, then in and around your bedroom, the Benny Hill theme would play.
Oh, so the sound is centered around the doorway, not around you?
I'm going to say it's centered. It's in the room that you were in.
Oh.
And everyone can hear it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'd hope so. I mean, there's no reason for you to hear it. You're not in the room anymore.
Right. So, yeah. And hallways don't count.
How long does
as
it
rooms.
Play for?
I don't know. However long the Benny Hill theme is. Let me
better
look
Google
this
that,
up.
Because I think it, you know, it could be like a 5-second snippet. It could be a 2.5-minute long song. Like
just for the people out there, it's called Yakety Sax.
Yakety Sax.
Which I did not know.
It looks so like it's about 4.5 minutes
without,
long.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Jesus.
Roughly. Oh man, now I'm listening to it.
That is unfortunate.
So good.
Is it?
All right, so what are you guys thinking? Any other questions?
I am thinking that the yelling of the name is probably easier.
Yeah, you could find some way to disguise it, like, Joshua is here! Or something.
That's not
you
disguising
just be that
it.
Guy.
Yeah, you didn't disguise anything now.
No.
Yeah, I did. Because my name's not Joshua. I'd be yelling Danielle. Motherfucker.
You'd be yelling Danielle, motherfucker.
Yeah,
Danielle,
exactly.
Motherfucker.
Danielle, motherfucker. That's how I'd enter.
I mean, I guess if you want to.
You don't. You. It seems like you guys aren't clearly decided one way or the other.
How loud do I have to yell this?
As loud as you can.
As loud as you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a good yelling voice.
You'd, like, lose your voice at the end of the day.
So, okay, let me think. I would get to work.
Like, how many times I go to the bathroom? I mean, I guess yelling in the bathroom. Like, oh, there's Danielle, bathroom yelling again.
Oh, God, can you imagine? Could you imagine if one of your coworkers was, like, pooping or something, and they're just sitting there, like, calmly doing their morning poop, and you walk in and just go, Danielle!
What if there's someone in there named Danielle? They're going to think someone's in there to murder them.
That's true.
That is unfortunate.
Can I tell you, this is only tangentially related. I used to live with a guy, I will not say his name, And one time he...
I think you should call him the Rooster.
The Rooster? Sure. I lived with a guy named the Rooster. And the you had to go through my bedroom, sort of like next near my bedroom, to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And so I could hear the fan when the bathroom was on. And so he went in there, and I was asleep, and so I went back to sleep, and then I woke up like 2 hours later, and I heard the fan still going. I'm like, God damn it, like he left the fan on. So I went in there, and he was asleep on the toilet, and so I yelled his name as loud as possible, and he woke up with a jump and then fell off the toilet and hit his head on the wall.
Oh, no. Chris was like,
it was
Rooster.
It was really funny. It was really funny.
Excuse me, it's the really Rooster.
The Rooster.
Make it proper.
Mr. the Rooster, if you're nasty.
Oh, and he was nasty. Poop sleeping is nasty.
He was super nasty. He fell asleep taking a shit. He was disgusting. Anyway, I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast.
The Rooster, if you're out there.
Don't take offense. You were a pretty cool guy sometimes.
Shoot us an email. Maybe you could be a guest host.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell us about that time you fell asleep on the toilet and hit your head.
Anyway,
right. So this seems pretty straightforward, but you guys seem to be having a really hard time deciding. Well, so would it be better if I played the Benny Hill theme?
Were you just trying to push us to this the entire time?
I'm sure this is some sort of licensing issue. Is it okay to broadcast the Benny Hill theme?
I have no idea.
Probably
I
not.
I don't understand it.
I think everyone knows what it sounds like.
I don't have any idea how copyright works. So
yeah,
that's why our show is under 7 lawsuits right now.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I thought it was 8. I'm feeling a little better. Anyway.
Brought to you by Nestle. Feel the crunch.
Feel the crunch? In your pants.
That's the slogan I just came up for Nestle right now.
Oh my God. Man, they might take that.
Anyway. Yeah, they should. Feel the crunch in your pants.
The Rooster felt the crunch in his pants when he fell.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. That poor fat bastard. All right.
Yeah, I think they were having a hard time because these both suck about the same amount.
They do. I don't think they're so straightforward.
I don't know.
I think the name is easier.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's you just turned into that guy.
But okay, so on the other hand, since you're not playing the Benny Hill theme, it just plays automatically. Can't you just, like, when you're leaving, like, if you're leaving a room and people are in there and they know you and it plays, you can just be like, sorry, like, I don't have control of this. Like, it is literally magic that is making this theme.
Well, and okay. Everyone will be like, absolutely, it must be magic. Okay.
Yeah, why would anyone believe you?
Seriously.
Because like, you could prove it. Like, it'd be really easy to prove. Like, you could go to a random bar that somebody else picks. You could go to a room in that bar that somebody picks. You could take all of your devices. You could strip down naked and go through a door, and the Benny Hill theme would play. Like, I feel like you could prove that this is not, you are not doing this. This is just happening to you. I'm very sorry, but this is just a thing that's happening. This just comes with me. I'm just this guy. Versus you yell your name every time you walk into a room, you're going to be like, Josh, just stop doing it.
So it's this really is, this annoying. Is where I go with that. So let's say you choose this, Chris. And you convince me it's magic.
Yeah.
My first thought is, oh my God, Chris may have just proven that some sort of God thing exists. Why are there hungry children on Earth, and yet the fucking Benny Hill song plays when Chris leaves the room? Yeah. Like, why is
Fix
that
it,
what God
Chris.
Chose to use his
Fix
powers
it.
On?
Yeah, what a terrible farce that is.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll be like, I'm with you. I don't get it either. The God sucks. This is stupid. Look, I don't get it. I did this fucking podcast one time, and fucking Benny Hill theme just follows me around from now on.
For some reason, I feel like the name yelling is easier too. Like, that's just my first instinct. Like, go to a room, yell Danielle, whatever. Additionally, if I had to hear how many times in a day do you go in and out of a room? Like,
honestly,
hundreds,
I don't know.
Like, all your trips, every time you go from a different room in your house, the living room to the kitchen to the dining room to the bathroom. I mean, just walking around your house, all you're going to hear is the fucking Benny Hill theme for like 2 hours while you're cooking dinner. Like,
okay,
it would drive you insane.
So that's the next question. If I'm in the living room and I go mm-hmm. to the kitchen and I grab something mm-hmm. and I go back to the living room and I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot something. I go back into the kitchen. Does mm-hmm. the song restart in the living room, or are there now two versions of it playing on top of each other?
No, it restarts. Like, if you go back into the room and it has not finished playing, then it will just restart. Does that make sense?
I feel like the name is way easier.
Yeah, I do too,
way less
even though it's silly. Yeah, it's done in like a second. You just yell your name and it's done.
I don't know. Like, but you're at fault for it, and everybody's going to assume you have control over it, and you're just choosing not to. You're just choosing to do it. Like, you're an asshole. Like, you're going to walk into a room, and people are going to be watching TV or watching a movie, and you're going to yell your name and scare people. Like, they're going to think you're just an asshole.
I think you're giving people too much credit in what they'll just take for magic.
Yeah.
They're going
to
blame
magic?
You.
Yeah, they're going to think you're, like, the most annoying person ever. I mean, if they don't already. Yeah, seriously, dude.
I hear you. I think I'm going Benny Hill, though.
I think that even if you did the, like, I'm going to take my clothes off and show you guys that I'm not controlling this, no one would assume it's magic. They would assume that you had a fucking speaker surgically implanted in your asshole or something.
Yeah, or, like, you swallowed a phone or something.
What? I'm sorry. I understand, but still, it's a lot more less obtrusive than yelling your name when you walk into a room. That means every time you go into a room for a meeting, you have to yell your name.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'm outvoted on this.
Are these physical rooms only?
Yes.
Okay, when I join a WebEx, I don't have to yell my name.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, you technically have to announce yourself at the beginning, so you just have to announce
yourself
super loud.
No, you do. And I will say, this is only rooms with a doorway, if that matters. So it's not like my living room and dining room don't have a doorway separating them. The difference between those rooms is artificial. An artificial distinction that I have created.
What if the doorway doesn't have a door in it?
Still counts.
It's just a frame.
Still counts. Counts as a door. So yeah, I mean, you'd move into an open floor plan, you know, pretty quickly.
Now, I'm pretty sure I'd keep my house the same way. Well, I mean, better than it is now because it's a dump, but...
It's not a dump, it's...
I'd keep the layout the same.
It's houselily challenged.
Sorry, it's charming.
It's what we yes. like to call quaint and cozy. Aren't those good realtor words?
It's a fixer-upper.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it sounds like you guys are both going yell your name.
Yeah, because that's the super easy
one. Say my name.
That's really surprising. All right, Danielle. Well, I guess I'm outvoted.
Yeah, you is.
That's such a bummer. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, sorry
Thanks
you didn't
for
even get
to
play
another
the song.
Episode. What's that?
So sorry you didn't get to play the song.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. I guess copyright is important.
Yeah, I know, right?
Probably owned by Sony, bag of dicks. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed playing the Benny Hill theme or yelling your name every time you walk into a room. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, tweet us at tortpodcast, or pop on by our Facebook page to say hi. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.